Welcome into the Bogey Bro Banter.
Where did he go?
I was fixing the light, man.
Yeah, he was fixing the light. It wouldn't change.
I'm a handyman.
I wonder how long those LEDs will last.
Forever.
Virtually forever.
They're LEDs.
Let's make bets on it then.
All right. I think we die before they die.
Like, really?
Anyone? Anyone?
Well, I think it's... I feel like even the cable would get... Like, the power cable would go bad before the LEDs actually go out.
Okay.
Someone look up how long do LED lights last.
I'll Google it, but realistically, the sign gets taken down well before the LEDs go out.
Yep, true.
Are LEDs our best source of anything? Are they just invincible?
Our LEDs are best source of anything.
LEDs have a rated life of 50,000 hours.
Well, so let's do the math there.
Well, you turn it on for an hour once a week, like 4 times a
week.
Now
I just want to know like how
4 hours. So we're talking,
kept it on.
We'll just go 5 hours a week. So that's 10,000 weeks.
Well, let's just see how many hours is 50, how many years is 50,000 hours.
So we could do 192 years of podcasts at the rate we do podcasts.
Oh my gosh.
I want to know if you leave it on though. 24 times 365. So that's 8760.
It'd be 6 years continuous. Right,
that's pretty crazy.
Wild.
50,000 divided by 24, so it'd be 2,083 days.
I
kind of want to
test it now.
Like, it'd be nearly 6 years.
I think I'm going to get some LEDs and like tape them on my desk and just leave them on.
That's what they're rated for. So they were basically saying like some will go a little less, some will go more.
And LED lights use such a small amount of power too. That's why if you have like a battery powered LED something, it lasts a really long time.
Who invented the LED?
I don't know. We replaced all our lights in our houses with LEDs.
Mm. Isn't just the downside that you can get warmer ones nowadays?
Yeah,
you can get the any color you want.
Mm-hmm. I don't really know if there's a downside to LEDs. My wife, every single day, if we walk outside of her house, she's like, oh my gosh, can you please go turn that lamp off? I don't want the house to catch on fire while Bruno's here. She's terrified that our house is going to catch on fire while we're not home, but our dog is home. And I'm like, Gabby, that light is LED. She's like, it doesn't matter. I was like, it is not producing any heat. It can't catch anything on fire. And then usually it ends with me turning it off anyway.
Yeah.
But
I love the like new LEDs they make where they look like they're a filament. So it's like a vintage LED.
Yeah.
Or like it's a vintage looking light.
It kind of looks like an
Edison bulb.
Yeah.
Edison bulbs are cool.
Our lamps look like that in our house. But they don't, like, you can just walk up and grab the bulb. It never gets hot.
I think we have actual Edison bulbs that came with at least one of our lamps.
Like it'll burn your fingerprint off.
I don't know.
If it's been on for a few hours.
I don't touch light bulbs when they're on.
Why not?
That's my enjoyment.
That's not any fun.
No. Yeah, that's all I do for fun.
I had this, it's funny how many things like in technology will like not exist like went for like our children, but the daylight savings things really like mind bent me today when I realized that like it's done. Like imagine explaining to our kids like how old we'll sound. We're like, back in my day, we used to have to change the clocks.
So because I got a few questions surrounding daylight savings.
They passed in the Senate that daylight savings will stick forever.
We're going to fall back in the fall, and then we're going to spring forward next spring, and
then
we're going to move.
We're staying forward.
But it still has to go through the House and the President before it's official.
But if that passes, we will never change our clocks ever again.
After 2020.
More daylight at the end of the day, forever.
Forever? That is awesome.
Hunter hates it.
Here's the question, though.
I love it. I love that.
First off, why would we do daylight savings instead of standard time?
Because more daylight at the end of the day. That's what
I've always said.
No, you have this. First off, you have the same amount of daylight, period. You don't get more daylight magically by changing the clock. So if you need more daylight, wake up earlier.
But no matter what, that's not my fault. But no matter what, people work 9 to 5.
Yes.
Or
what about us? We
work
7 to 3. So now we have to work 2 hours in the dark. In the winter.
We don't have any windows
in our office anyway.
We got to go film outside.
We don't have to.
Okay. I hope y'all didn't enjoy YouTube content from us as content creators.
We can film at 8 o'clock.
I'm just okay. Now you're a farmer. The farmer market closes at 5.
I'm not a farmer.
How are you supposed to get?
This is my opinion. I didn't pass the law.
Yeah,
but
you were hating on me for my opinion.
Well, you're
my
not a farmer either.
I'm just saying my opinion is it should have been standard time.
Okay.
I agree. Because standard is the happy medium to where it kind of would make everybody happy. So I feel like that does make the most sense. But all sense aside, I am happy that it's...
Yeah, I'm very happy.
But I have a few different questions. Okay. One, apparently there were already states that weren't recognizing it.
Yes.
So how does that work? So now we're 4 hours off from some states when we change our clock?
I just Googled the time whenever I go to another state.
Do other countries recognize it? Like, are we now 13 hours ahead of China?
I don't think all countries use daylight savings. Well, no, we're the ones passing the bill.
It has to.
That's why I never really
understood.
That's
so fascinating because, like, how, if not, then, like, China's 12 hours on the dot. So it should be 10, 11 p.m. right now.
I'm sure they'll figure it out.
But if they don't recognize daylight savings, then in the winter, is it 13 hours separate?
As long as the sun isn't setting at 5 o'clock in the winter, I'm a happy camper.
I mean, but, yeah.
I love it. I just think it is going to be mind-bending to have to explain that to later generations.
You are right.
Because imagine how foreign that sound to us if why would you change a clock? It's kind of silly. You're just like, yeah, we used to literally change the clocks twice a year. They'd be like, what? Like, you manipulated time? Like, yeah, we did. We were time controllers.
I did see a TikTok where once we spring forward an hour, then we're never changing back next year.
Yeah.
If it all goes through and passes. And someone was like, so I'm really never getting that hour back then, huh?
That is the thing is like, enough years will pass that like everybody will kind of just forget about it because like that'll just be how we live.
Yeah, I hate it. I wish we fall back to our normal standard time and then we never change it again.
Well, I hate that for you because you're going to have to deal with it forever.
I know, and that's what sucks is like I'm forever in the winter. It's not going to get, the sun is going to rise at like 8:30 a.m.
Is that true?
Yes. It rises at like 7:20 in the winter. We show up to work in the dark.
Well, that's okay though.
That's 8:20 a.m. That's okay.
It doesn't mean it's going to be colder.
Kids are going to school waiting at the bus stop in the pitch black in the winter.
It's all right.
It's not passing right there. That's the point.
Are you kidding me?
It's not going to pass.
It will. It's in the government's hands.
It's not going to pass.
It's not in the kids' hands.
Don't be surprised. It's not going to pass. Someone's going to bring that point up. That's unsafe.
That is a good point.
I mean, I think that would have already probably been brought up before it got to the Senate.
Well, I mean, again, it's the government's hands. You think they thought all the way through it?
I learned something today. I did not know that was a thing.
I just like being able to play outside until it's
now.
Like
you
got to,
now your kids got to go wait out in the dark for the bus.
I'm homeschooling.
They're going to school in the bus.
I mean, I wouldn't.
The bus is pitch black. They get to school, starts at 8 o'clock. They got 20 more minutes in the dark.
I'm not scared of the dark.
Okay.
I'm not scared of the dark. I'm scared of what's in the dark that I cannot see.
So I just like. I mean, I don't know. We'll get off the subject, but. For me, it just makes more sense for the sun to rise.
What is
the
argument for more daylight at the end of the day? Is it literally just because
it's called
people,
the like? It's something just like
because I thought there was a reason
they titled it something. But like, my thing is like I we're in just, daylight savings now, mm-hmm. then we fall back to standard time.
Yes.
If one's called standard time, why are we making the non-standard time the standard time?
Why was daylight savings invented again?
I believe it was farming, right?
Yeah, I think longer time to harvest, right?
Which I don't really understand because the farmers didn't really go by time. They went by the sun.
But
so
it's
because
where they need to get grain to and stuff like that.
I guess
of
that
like
makes sense.
Stuff closes at a certain time mm-hmm. and they need the daylight enough daylight to be able to get
so
it to there.
If daylight savings time existed for farmers, it should be good for farmers to keep it.
No, it'd be good to standard time because you're taking hour. You're like.
But why did daylight savings exist in the first place? Why did
the same hours were as
for
much
the
of the
farmers.
Same as much. I don't know if that's the real reason, but that's what I was always told. But it's so that as much of the same times were light during the day as possible. So like in the winter, you have light during the same amount of time, and the summer, you have the same amount of times light. So like 7 a.m. is always light outside, essentially.
That does
except
make sense.
For now, it's not.
That does make sense.
What is the name of the thing?
I did realize. Right now, kind of a downside to it getting darker later, Trevor.
This is. Let me give you the positives. Okay, potential benefits. Permanent daylight saving time would help prevent pedestrian accidents, reduce crime, and decrease seasonal depression and childhood obesity.
Where the reduced accidents, the argument for that was that the 2 days of adjustments after the change, people are too tired when they're driving in the morning.
I mean, maybe it's a significant effect. Like,
it's
many
not going to reduce
how
it's
many
because
people die
and drive won't drive in the dark as much. Well, that's not true because they're just driving in the morning.
Yeah, every morning you're going to be driving in the dark now.
Yeah.
And you're going to be waking up more tired in the morning than you are at night a lot of times. And crime happens in the dark period. So like, I would imagine the crime rate isn't going to change.
Yeah, but it definitely happens more so at night than in the morning.
Yes.
Yes, but I'm just saying there's still going to be the same amount of dark. We aren't.
I would say
the time
I would argue,
doesn't change how much daylight
argue,
and nighttime
yeah.
there is.
But I would argue that like crime happens a lot of times. Yes, in the dark, but also like when people
Sunshine
aren't out
Protection
and about.
Act is what it's called. Sunshine Protection Act is what passed.
It does make sense for kids though, because I mean they get home from school and it's already getting dark and they can't go play outside
at 3 o'clock. They have 2 hours of daylight.
Yeah, But I mean, if they do homework and all that stuff, a lot of times.
Apparently, it's good for the economy as well. Later daylight means more people shopping after work, increasing retail sales. Wow. As a guy who owns a retail store,
I would much rather it be light in the morning. Mm. I will never change that. I'll be telling my kid. Actually, you know what? My household will be on standard time.
Good luck with that.
As for me and my household, we stand on standard time.
You walk into your door and it's just like you're on 100 standard time.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass my own bill. My lot of land is on standard time. I'm gonna show up to work and call y'all. It's gonna be like 6 a.m. for y'all and be like, hey, you realize you're 25 minutes late, right?
No, because you won't be, unless we do work at your house.
No, this is also foundations on standard time. FST, foundation standard time.
I'll unionize.
That's fine.
All right, let's move on. Because this topic was really good. Now it's getting boring, and all I can think about is something I want to bring up.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Trevor, you know what, Hunter, why don't you do the honors?
Oh, I have discovered a unique talent that I have. Okay.
It's very impressive.
I hope there's a lot of pressure.
Take your headphones off. You need all the range.
Do I need my headphones off, or I feel like it might? I need to make sure that I'm in the mic enough, though.
You'll be
in
the mic.
It's going to be a sound effect.
Okay. So it's all started with this sound effect.
I'm about to be pranked.
Right?
No, you're not being pranked.
So what I want you to do is guess the song. Okay?
Okay.
Just listen.
Yeah, take them off. You need all full range of motion.
It's coming through good.
Yep, I can hear it.
Okay.
Okay. This is what I was being teased earlier. I have no idea what this song is. I don't know what the song is still.
Really?
No.
Let me hear with my headphones on here.
And also, I don't understand why it's a talent.
What? He's playing a song.
Yeah, he's just opening and closing his mouth. I'm sure once you tell me the song, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
But I don't know what it is.
It's Mario.
Da.
Now do it again. Now do it again.
Okay. Maybe more breath. I was never going to guess that. It's not that
Connor,
good.
Connor guessed it in like three notes. I did. Connor's he goes, holy cow, that's Mario.
He's a music
maker. Then the Office theme. You want to hear Sweet Child of Mine?
No.
Mm.
I can't believe that this is what was pitched to me as like Hunter's crazy secret talent.
I mean, this morning it was very impressive.
It was really impressive.
And Trevor's just downplaying it because we got in a little argument before and he's still pissed. Yeah.
You guys need to wrestle again.
No, I think because you have real interesting talents like juggling and card magic and things like that.
I trade them all away for this.
So that's what I'm saying. Like when I hear that you have a special talent, I'm usually like, it's probably going to be really sick because like have random talents. Hunter,
I just played Mario Kart with my mouth. Hunter, okay.
I'm sorry, Hunter. Maybe I accidentally hyped you up too much. Yes. But to me, it was amazing.
Yes.
I was amazed.
Connor is
you
too
try. Can also you do try this. It.
I don't want to.
You try, big guy.
I mean, you're
see,
doing
that
this.
Just
you're
makes the- you look a little bit more like a crazy person.
But you can hear the different notes, right?
I can hear it. Yeah,
I had to be careful because that is where I have a concussion, and that alone gave me a headache.
Your fontanelles over there.
Just to let everybody, all the audio listeners.
No, they know what's going on.
All right, cool.
Yeah, they're aware. They're
you're
getting.
You're gonna
want
to look this one up just to see that. Can somebody like clip that and mute it and like play a different song, like Nickelback? That would be funny. Okay. Let's see.
Well, that was all I had.
Nickels is back.
You said your special talent.
I thought that it was going to go well. Then y'all were going to like tell me a song and try to like have me play it, but like it's fine. Like,
I just don't know how.
It didn't play,
I don't know how long
you well.
slap your cheeks
we'll
on
start,
your.
Hunter, you and I will start
I'll
a separate
slap my
podcast.
Cheeks all the time.
We'll start a separate podcast where you just do that and I just react.
No, it's fine.
Connor
it's
reacts. Well, anyways, we're leaving tomorrow for Texas.
Maybe and they'll appreciate Dallas. My mouse talent.
I think. Connor and I
I'm sure you'll find somebody who does.
All right. Connor and I are excited because we're trying In-N-Out for the first time.
Yeah.
The restaurant.
Gonna get those animal fries. Gabby says that whatever you order, you have to like ask for it like all the way or whatever because it doesn't.
Oh, you're talking about the fries.
No, like the burgers because she says that they don't like automatically come with everything on it.
Oh.
So you have to like ask for everything on it.
I don't.
is they like just the, come like with is, just cheese?
Yeah, yeah,
like that's my like, kind of freaking place.
The classic cheese is like the classic In-N-Out burger, like just pretty simple though.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
I'm exhilarated.
I'm so excited.
I'm exhilarated. We can also go to Whataburger if
you'd like. I'm down.
Whataburger's just Hardee's.
No. Oh, I've been to Whataburger.
It's Hardee's.
I've been. It's because not there's just Hardee's. They have one. There's one in.
It's like Culver's is Dairy Queen.
There's one in.
And I bet In-N-Out is just somewhere. Burger King.
When's the last time you had Whataburger?
Wait. We were in Texas together.
Whataburger is fine.
You couldn't eat it. Wait, what?
I had chicken.
Okay. It's called Whataburger. How are you going to judge it off the chicken?
I judged it off chicken, fries, and the
drink.
You
have to admit
that. And then Brody was also there, and I said, this is just Hardee. He goes, yeah, same place.
Well, he's also
from
Texas.
I feel like it was actually more
Culver's.
You
have to admit that's a little crazy if you just make that statement, and then you haven't even had what they're known for. Like, you can't, you really can't judge a place when you haven't had what they're literally known for.
Trevor, I also looked at their burger.
I'm just going to give you a piece of advice, Trevor.
Yeah.
Hunter is a little sensitive right now because you not liking his mouth talent. So if
you just
calm
down
a little.
That's like...
Whataburger is just Hardee's. You're not going to
get Whataburger, I feel like, is
based
more
on
like,
their chicken sandwich, which they're not known for.
Well, oh, I had a chicken sandwich?
That's what you said.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you had chicken. So chicken tenders, chicken nuggets, whatever. Not tenders. What they're known for.
I feel like Whataburger was more like Culver's because it was like, it wasn't like thick. I feel like Hardee's.
I would say
like
it's closer.
Patty.
I say it's closer to, yeah, Culver's.
Maybe I said it was Dairy Queen then. I tasted it and I said, this is just this restaurant. And then Brody immediately goes, yeah, 100%.
Brody's from Texas though. You know, people desensitize themselves to restaurants when they just have them.
And except then for cookout. I can never desensitize myself to that.
I haven't had a cookout
oh
in like
my gosh.
So long.
Oh my
literally,
gosh.
There's like tons of reviews there that people are like, yeah, this is exactly like Hardee's.
People love to hate popular burger joints that other people rave about. It's like In-N-Out. People will be like, In-N-Out is so overrated because they love doing that. Like, I'm sure it's not like the greatest thing ever, but I'm sure it's good.
When did I say it wasn't good? Hardee's
no, I didn't
good.
Say you. I'm saying like people.
Hardee's is good, people, but it's just Hardee's is not good. Whataburger and Hardee's.
Hey,
same
whoa,
place.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
When's the last time you had a Hardee's hamburger?
It's been a little bit.
Okay, yeah, before dude, we go to Texas, mandatory, you have to eat a Hardee's cheeseburger. Then we'll go get a Whataburger when we first land, and I want you to look at the camera and tell me they're different.
Well, you. Well, I
you
will
buy
say,
it.
I will say
buy
that
buy me the Hardee's cheeseburger.
I will say that the Hardee's.
I'm not doing it.
All right. Well, then a Hardee's
burger is
Hardee's
like
cheeseburgers
way
were incredible.
Better than any other fast food burger.
Yeah, not even
way
close.
Better.
So I'm actually complimenting Whataburger.
I had one last
you.
Week.
I'm actually complimenting
only the third time I ever had Hardee's.
I was actually giving Whataburger a massive compliment by comparing them to Hardee's.
You are talking about chicken right now. When's the last time you had a Hardee's cheeseburger, Hunter?
About 4.5 years ago.
Mm.
But I think you underestimate how much red meat I consumed prior to this. I think I...
That's sad, dude.
I still know...
Let's get you tested, man.
I could, like...
What's bread meat?
Let's get you tested, man. Come on.
Sorry. That was uncalled for.
I feel like prior to my allergy, I was probably your best bet on where the best burgers were.
Hunter?
Yes,
I
but...
I really want
only,
you to go get tested.
I also
to
only
see
what?
If you're still...
You eat cheeseburgers, like, plain.
Yeah,
as
that's,
well.
That's the best
that
way
is,
to test
that's
something.
That's a pretty good tell of how good the meat actually
yeah,
is.
Yeah, because you don't want the lettuce and everything to sway it. You just literally... I taint it because I put cheese on it. Realistically, I should just have a plain
hamburger.
I'm a
toppings guy to where as long as the burger, like, falls between a 7 and a 10 on the scale, the toppings can
So you're
make
probably
it.
One of the worst people to say what a good burger is. Because you're just...
No, because my enjoyment of a cheeseburger...
If you have a soggy lettuce on top, then it ruined even though it's a great burger. Because the lettuce
but
ruined.
A good my burger place wouldn't have bad lettuce.
Yeah, I mean, my enjoyment of a cheeseburger saying. Is like people that love a good cheeseburger typically are not just eating a plain cheeseburger.
It's the same reason that Portnoy only reviews his cheese pizza.
But that's
you don't want the
silly.
Topping.
That's
you know,
bit,
that's,
I feel
that's
like
no, that's you don't want the because, toppings to sway it.
Yeah, but pepperoni can be a very important. Flavor
that'll
profile.
Sway it though. If the base isn't good,
I don't
then
have a cheeseburger review
good.
Channel. Though.
Here's the thing.
I'm just
here's
trying
thing.
To enjoy them.
Here's the thing, Hunter.
But you said I'd be a bad reviewer because I only eat cheeseburger.
Can I say something, Hunter?
Thank you.
I really want you to go get tested to see if you're still allergic to red meat.
I don't think I'd eat red meat if I got tested and wasn't.
I really want you to because I've been really no, into cooking steaks lately, and I really want to have you.
I was never a steak person.
You would be.
No. Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you a question.
Did you not see this guy try to eat an orange yesterday? He doesn't do new foods.
No, so steak, if there's any fat at all,
he's barfing.
Okay,
everywhere.
I can't do
just
it.
Just all over
okay.
the table.
Can't do it.
All right, well, never mind then.
I was also a well-done steak guy.
Oh gosh.
I was a
so
like,
you just didn't like steak.
I was a medium well burger guy, but no, I never claimed to like steak. I just didn't like steak. That okay. was my thing. I also all had right. to like douse it in A1 sauce.
Well, yeah, because you cooked it well done, so it had no juice left.
No, like juice. If there was like, I couldn't do steak.
He's just not a fan of steak. He's just not a fan of steak. It's okay.
I love your food opinions.
I wasn't a steak guy.
They're the best.
Okay, how about this?
I mean, it all makes sense. I was very close to bringing a can of tuna today and just eating it out of the can in front of Hunter.
That's fine.
I don't know.
As long as I don't taste it.
I feel like it would have bothered you at least a little bit.
I wouldn't look at you.
Okay. That would have been enough.
I don't look at anyone while they eat anyways because I don't like watching people eat.
He hates it.
I made homemade French fries the other day.
Those are good.
I cut the potatoes and fried them. It's pretty good.
My dad used to have he got it for Christmas one year, like a French fry cutting machine.
Yeah, that's cool.
It had a handle on it, you just like pull it through.
That's cool.
My mom used to have
like a curly fry maker where you put the potato on and you like do this and cool. It just like slowly curls them.
Best kind of fry. What are we saying? Let me just give you like a list.
Really thin French fries.
I think I feel the same. You've got like the McDonald's style fry.
Yeah, that style fry.
Yeah,
like same. almost like the shoestring type fry. Crinkle.
No.
Waffle. No. No. Smiley fries.
The issue with waffle fries is the
And then like
heel.
Steak fries.
Steak fries are absolute no.
Steak fries.
I refuse to order steak fries.
The only thing good about steak fries is usually you're at a restaurant that has homemade ranch.
I like fries that are like super batter fried, like Iron and Nail kind of has them.
Yeah, kind of like breaded kind of.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I'm a sucker for like the thinner fries as well.
Yeah,
it's very tough for me to argue against waffle fries.
The only reason I like waffle fries though is for the sauce that I dip them in.
The reason I dislike waffle fries is you always get the butt.
You get the butt fries. You get like one or two though.
That ruins my whole experience.
Are you the one that says like it tastes like a baked potato and I don't want a baked potato?
Exactly. Yeah. I want fries. I want a French fry. Like I want it to.
You just want one in there and ruins your whole experience.
Well, no. Sometimes you'll get two or three. And first off, you get a medium fry from Chick-fil-A. You're already not getting many fries because they're too big.
Mm-hmm.
So you're already not getting many fries.
That is true.
And then if you get two that are butt fries.
I will say McDonald's fries are one of the few that like I'm down to just eat without any sauce.
The issue is McDonald's fries, they fry in beef, so I can't have them.
Gosh, beef flavoring.
But Sheetz fries are very similar.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty similar.
Like width-wise and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I just eat Sheetz fries.
I really like sweet potato fries, too.
Whenever I worked at Chick-fil-A, whenever I was on fries, I would work the front and the back. I mainly was a front of house worker, but I would work in the back every once in a while. And whenever I would be on fries... I would just pack those boxes full of fries. I always hated it whenever you get fries.
You got nothing to lose. You're just an employee.
And so I would just take them and I would just pack them.
Not coming out of your paycheck.
Sometimes I would get in trouble because I would put too much in there.
Well, that's why I started ordering a large fry just because I felt like a large fry gave me as much as I'd expect in my medium fry.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
the issue with the waffle fries. One fry takes up way more space.
It does. But also one fry is also a lot bigger. So
yeah, it's also
that's
really
one thing I like about I haven't had Five Guys in a long time.
Five Guys they dump fries in there.
Exactly. They literally put it in there and then dump additional fries into your bag.
Well, it also costs about $50.
Yes.
What you gotta do for Five Guys fries is I don't know if you like Cajun seasoning, Hunter?
Mm-hmm.
So like Five Guys fries, if you get their Cajun seasoning on the side and you sprinkle that on the fries.
Here's what I like the most about waffle fries is that they're a shovel for ketchup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because other fries, you're just going to have to just dip them in.
I don't think
there.
I've ever dipped a waffle fry in ketchup. Ever.
Really?
Yes. Because
do you
I'm,
go Polynesian?
Well, here's what I do.
You mix.
I mix avocado, lime ranch, and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Gosh.
It's very good. Trust me. Whenever I worked at Chick-fil-A, I tried all of them. I tried everything and mixing everything, and that was the best combination.
Later in life, I've become a big ketchup guy. So like waffle fries and ketchup are like I used to just put ketchup on my Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
I'm not one of the ketchup obsessed people.
The Polynesian sauce is so good.
But yeah, I go Polynesian, Chick-fil-A, or ketchup.
I like Chick-fil-A sauce, but I never was like going to choose it over Polynesian.
I do love Chick-fil-A sauce.
I go through spurts. Sometimes I like Polynesian. Sometimes I like Chick-fil-A sauce. Mm. It also depends on
Chick-fil-A
how much
sauce
I've eaten
is good
elsewhere.
With the nugs.
If I've eaten elsewhere a lot and I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in a while, I get Chick-fil-A sauce because I miss it.
I went to Chick-fil-A last night, actually. And the Smokehouse Barbecue sandwich is back.
Oh, it's good. I saw that on a commercial.
It's expensive, though.
Hate that.
It's like $11 for the meal.
Gosh dang it.
$8 for just a sandwich.
I mean, it's basically Sheetz.
Basically. True,
but you probably enjoy
but
it a lot
way
more.
Way better, yeah.
Basically, Sheetz.
Why are we going to Sheetz, not just Chick-fil-A every day? Because we should be asking ourselves.
Yeah,
but I'm down.
If we were on the road, we would. If we were on the same road as Chick-fil-A,
I don't think
we would have.
And
I think you can get points with Chick-fil-A too. That's what we got hooked on.
No, I think Sheetz, it just makes you feel like you're not spending money.
Sheetz
you're
at a gas station. Sheetz is a vibe.
It was a vibe because you walk in and you like don't know what you're going to get. Like that's mm-hmm. why that's what it was about. Like you order on the touch.
It's the outrageous combinations too.
I just always felt like I was getting cheap food sales at a gas station.
But I didn't feel like it.
As soon as that broke for me that I'm paying $14 for this, Sheetz lost appeal. Cuz the food wasn't good.
What was the first time we went and got lunch at Sheetz? I think it was with Brody.
No, we were on a Sheetz hook before Brody because we said Brody. Oh,
you're right. We got him.
It was as soon as we went over to the new place.
Yeah, it was like August because that was the only food
we went there instead of going to Kroger or wherever.
Yeah, because y'all were going to Kroger before.
Yep,
I was never on the Kroger run.
The Kroger vibes were awesome.
Kroger was a great
equally as expensive.
Yes, but so much fun.
I'd go to Kroger every once in a while, and I just end up getting.
Whenever I go to Kroger, I'll still like occasionally, like if we're grocery shopping around dinner time, I'll be like, "Ooh, like I'll grab one of their wraps for dinner," or like we just got sushi from there the other night. It's delicious.
So. Hunter, whenever we went to Chick-fil-A like a few weeks ago, whenever we were filming at East, and we were all like ordering everything, and Hunter was like, "I want a ice cream cone." And we were all like, "Oh my gosh, that sounds so good!"
You can alpha everybody in the car immediately by just ordering an ice cream cone at Chick-fil-A.
Ever since then, I couldn't get a Chick-fil-A ice cream cone off of my mind. And so last night, after we were done eating, I got up and I was like, "Gabby, I'm going to get an ice cream cone," and I did. And
it was good.
She was like, "Are you just gonna like? Do you want to eat it here?" And I was like, "No, we can go." And she was like, "Okay, well, we were gonna go to Hobby Lobby after this." I was like, "I don't care." Like, and she's like, "You're gonna walk into Hobby Lobby with your ice cream cone?"
Heck yeah,
why not?
If it makes it that long.
Yeah, exactly. So we walked across the parking lot because it was really nice outside. And I was like, "Let's walk. Let's not get in the car." And I walked into Hobby Lobby with my ice cream cone. She was like, "There are employees everywhere." And I was like, "So what? It's just an ice cream cone." And she was like, "You have ice cream on your beard." And I was like, "I don't care. You don't understand. This is freeing for me."
When does Mr. Goody's open?
Already opened. It's been open.
I don't think it ever closed, did it?
No, it did. Yeah. Okay. It closes for the winter.
Gotcha.
Well, we're gonna have to get out there pretty soon.
Issue with Mr. Goody's is
they
give you too much.
That's a problem. You just gotta know the right things to get. And you just have to like go in there knowing like you're probably not gonna finish it. Which is tough.
That's not possible.
Because like a lot of times I'll get a root beer float or like the other float that's like the orange sherbet with the Sprite. It's really good.
That was pretty good.
But you're never finishing that.
I was never big on floats.
Yeah.
I never floated.
I always loved root beer. That's my favorite soda, so that's why I would get root beer floats.
Root beer is always my least favorite.
Same. I hate root beer. I can't take it.
That's very interesting. But you guys are both big like guys who like Coca-Cola. Yeah. And like I was never super into Coca-Cola. So,
I like Pepsi and Coke.
Well, same idea. They're both colas.
Colas.
Yeah. But
have you guys ever had
I pretty much like any soda but root beer.
Have you guys ever had RC Cola?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. I don't know why I had it for the first time. It's made in the Carolinas, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I always saw it growing up.
I always got the grape one.
I always saw it grow.
Yeah, they make
other flavors. Knee High.
Huh?
Knee High is a grape soda also made in North Carolina. But I always saw it growing up at all the gas stations, obviously, but I just never got it because I always just got Coke.
Kind of just looks generic.
Whenever we were on the way back from that snowboard trip, we went to a gas station. I saw RC Cola in a glass bottle, and I was like, I want something in a glass bottle right now. And it was amazing. It was so good.
Pretty good.
Sorry, Trevor.
The brownie sundaes at Mr. Goody's are.
See, like, that's normally what I get. Yeah, I get like a brownie sundae. It's not have a sundae, but it just is.
The thing is, like, I'm
gaining like 5 pounds.
What I'll do with the brownie
that.
Sundae is like I'll eat enough ice cream to get through the brownie, and then like that'd be enough. Like, I can get rid of it. I've gotten a lot better with like dessert self control.
My dessert self-control comes when I order.
Growing up, in high school, I used to get like a pint of ice cream. Like,
we went to,
often.
We went to, Cold Stone the other night after after we left
Cold Stone's real good.
Chick-fil-A, and I just had to get the smallest size because whatever's in front of me I'm gonna finish.
Cold Stone,
the green cones still.
They did. I didn't get it. Liz got it.
I think the last time I went to Cold Stone,
tomorrow's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, today's St.
Tomorrow.
17th.
I
got a. I had a Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
The other day, and I just
did you elbow it?
No, I thought about it. I really did. I was like, this would be really funny. It didn't come in the same like cup that the guy uses. It was like just like the small cup. Like McCafe ones. I was like, that's kind of stupid. Yeah. But I definitely thought about it and I was like, is the apartment complex going to get mad at me if there's just milkshake all over the parking lot?
Not if they don't know.
So just know that I thought about it. But all right, that's good enough. It still holds up because I used to be really into the Shamrock Shake.
I love Shamrock Shakes.
The last time I was at Cold Stone though, I got like, it was like a fall time and I got like a pumpkin pie deal with like, it had like graham crackers folded into it and like pumpkin ice cream. Amazing.
I'm going to see if you can guess.
Pumpkin cheesecake ice cream.
I'm going to see if you can guess what my ice cream order is at Cold Stone.
I have no idea what the menu is there.
Just
there's no idea.
Anytime I go into an ice cream place, what do you think I'm getting?
Cookies and
didn't
cream.
Didn't you just say the other day that your favorite ice cream is chocolate with gummy worms?
Dang, how did you know that? It was chocolate and gummy bears. Because I'm 7 years old.
I went in and I got the peanut butter cup perfection, which was chocolate, peanut butter fudge, peanut butter cups, and hot fudge.
Hunter, one thing that we do agree on food-wise, thank goodness we have something, is our love for peanut butter and chocolate. So yeah. We'll always have that.
Well, you can't take that away from us.
No. So
everything else you can take.
Yeah.
You like fried chicken.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, peanut butter and chocolate is the one that...
Well, I guess I shouldn't say fried chicken. Like, you like chicken tenders. I don't like fried chicken. Like homemade, like...
If it's on the bone, send it back.
No, on the bone. On the bone, definitely not. But
he's gagging everywhere.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, you get fried chicken still has a skin.
Yeah. Oh, the skin is amazing. The best part.
If you go to, like, KFC...
If I cut into something...
When's the last time you had just, like, a normal, like... piece of fried chicken from KFC.
Not from KFC?
It'll change your
life.
Not
since I was a kid.
We went over there a few months ago to try the Beyond Chicken because Kenzie wanted to try it. And I just got like some normal fried. It'll change your life.
Really?
It's
incredible. I love Bojangles' fried chicken.
If I bite into chicken, the skin's still on there, I throw it away.
Oh, dude, no. I will literally.
I'll just pick the skin off and eat it.
Yeah, I'll eat the skin. Literally, whenever I go out to eat with my parents, my mom peels the skin off her chicken and gives it to me.
It's basically just fried oil at that point.
It's delicious.
And fat.
It's delicious.
It makes my stomach churn.
And the fat is my favorite part of the steak, too.
That makes my stomach churn. All of that.
I'm going to die.
Okay.
From cardiac arrest, but I'm going to enjoy eating that fat.
I don't eat fried chicken.
No, fat on any food that has fat, I can't do it. Like chicken, I have like...
Well, that's... You'd never like the best steaks are like marbled with fat. So, yeah. Like a Wagyu or Wagyu.
Yeah.
No.
Or even prime ribs like that too.
That's like a...
We used to go to like every once in a while we'd go to like a really fancy steakhouse when I was growing up. And
he's cutting off like the big piece of fat on the end and just chewing on it like...
Yeah.
Gum.
I would get a... Yeah, that's awful.
Nobody does that, is what I'm saying.
I would get, what is it called?
Are you eating just like a big chunk of just fat?
If it's attached to the steak.
Yeah, I'm going through.
No, I'm talking about like the piece on the end that is like literally
fat
just fat. You just eat that.
Yeah, dude.
How's that possible?
Well, because if you can't chew through it, then you didn't render it properly.
You've got
to let it sit on the fat cap in the pan.
I didn't make it. I'm in a restaurant.
And let it render the fat so that the fat gets soft. If it's chewy, it's because you have to cook the fat before the meat.
That's awful.
I've definitely never just eaten straight fat.
I would cut my steak into like as small pieces as I could and then examine it. And then pieces that had fat on it, I pushed to the side and then I would eat the rest of the steak.
Wow.
And I tried getting one medium rare once.
Well, that was a big step.
Didn't.
I get my steaks cooked medium.
I cook my steaks to medium rare. If I'm going to a restaurant, I get it cooked rare because they tend to overcook, and I'd rather have it a little bit. Like if I'm getting medium rare, I'd rather have it undercooked than overcooked. So I'll just order it rare.
Yeah, I was never a big steak guy.
I love steak. I've gotten into steak a lot more in my later years because I realized one day I was like, why don't I ever order steak? Like it's awesome. So I just have gotten steaks more.
Steak is always my favorite meal. I got steak at Iron and Ale on Valentine's Day, and I kind of regret it because it was like a surf and turf kind of thing where it was shrimp. And it was just like
a sirloin?
Yeah, just a sirloin. And it had like some kind of sauce on it, and I was kind of upset because I wanted to just enjoy steak.
I usually don't go for the surf and turf unless it's with crab cakes.
I do like crab cakes.
Crab cakes are really good.
You can get some really good crab cakes in Charleston.
I also, at my favorite, South Carolina, that my is. Favorite seafood restaurant in North Carolina, it's at Topsail Beach, is called Breezeway, and they do deviled crab, where essentially you take, it's like the concept of deviled eggs, where you take something in it and like mix it around. So they take soft shell crab and take the crab meat out and mix it with a bunch of other stuff and put it back in the crab shell. Mm-hmm. And it's, oh my gosh. And then they it's like crispy over the top, like they fry it or something. Mm. Oh man, it's like breaking into a creme brulee of crab.
Yeah,
is what it's
yeah.
like.
Oh, I love so a good crab ragoon too.
Mm-hmm. Crab is delicious. Do you like crab?
Not even close.
I love.
How the only
it's
seafood,
been a long time since I had crab legs.
Only
and I
seafood
love crab legs.
I like is thin fish that's been deep fried.
So
that's
basically
it.
But you
like
really
fried.
Like that though a lot, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Like I like fish tacos sometimes.
I like. Ooh, I love a fish taco.
It's gotta be the right fish.
It's gotta have some kind of coleslaw on it, though.
Slaw
on there.
Hate slaw. That's coleslaw key. Is the worst thing I've ever
I
seen.
I like all the
if,
slaws.
If, I, when I was a kid, I love all. I would slaws. Order without coleslaw, and if it, my meal came with coleslaw,
sends it back.
I would either send it back, or if my parents were like, no, son, you're eating it, then I wouldn't eat. I would skip. If it was on my plate at all.
Dude, I would have. I ate a lot of barbecue. Your teeth in if a you lot of barbecue.
My mom many times.
Oh,
like,
I love to mix my coleslaw with my barbecue. Oh,
gosh. Yes.
My mom many times would be like, "Fine, then you're not going to eat." And I'd say,
"Barbecue
okay.
sandwich for me is not complete without coleslaw."
Yeah. That's awful. Gosh,
it's amazing. Mm. Love coleslaw.
You take your if you get some like a barbecue platter, you get your bun, you put some barbecue on top, you put your coleslaw on top, and you put your baked beans on top.
Oh yeah,
and then
oh,
you put that bun on, you just eat it. It's a soggy mess. It's delicious.
Delicious.
Once bread gets soggy too,
they do no with go. Fish and chips. I think it's at maybe at Iron and Ale, but I think it's there. They do an apple slaw.
Mm, yeah, I think. It is
Iron yeah,
Ale.
Real yep. good.
Yep.
I've had that. I've also had like a dill pickle slaw. Very good as well. I think that one was actually in Raleigh. I had it.
That does sound good.
Oh, yeah. All the slaws. Big slaw guy.
I mean, every food y'all just mentioned, I hate. Like, the last 10 minutes of conversation, I'm just saying, like, I might throw up if someone presented that in front of me.
Talk about a food that you like that is, like, maybe a little more out there.
There are ones. I've heard you say foods that surprise me.
Yeah, I feel like you've brought some up before.
I can't remember.
I can't pull it off the top of my head, but I feel like you've been like, no, I'll eat this. And I'm like, okay.
I like broccoli.
Good for you, man. Ooh, I just had
broccoli's good.
I just had like a sriracha rice. Roasted broccoli that Kenzie made the other night.
Wouldn't like that. Hate sriracha.
I like sriracha. I'm not obsessed with it like a lot of people are. And I understand why they are, though, because it is a pretty electric
not
condiment.
Not a sriracha person.
Let's play this game again. I feel like
where
we
guess foods?
Yeah,
let's
where
see
we,
how many we can guess.
Let's go back and forth. First person to say a food that Hunter likes loses.
Yes.
And we can go
I like loses. Oh, this is the opposite way as last time.
And so, like, we have to talk about, like, I think we make it very strict to, like, it has to be a food that Hunter is just not even eating. Like, it can't even be like, I would try that. Like, he can't. It has to be a food that he just will
so
not
I'm just
eat.
Answering if, like, I would eat it.
If it's on your plate,
well, I would
are you
just say,
it?
Don't like it. Like it, don't like
that's
it.
Maybe,
no,
that
the way he said,
though.
The way he said, if it's on my plate, I'm eating it.
Yeah.
Because, okay. like, there's some foods okay, where, okay, like, okay. if it's the only thing presented to me and I'm hungry, I'll eat it.
Right.
But it's like,
this
if I have
like,
a meal and I choose, I'll choose to eat it if it's on
gotcha.
My plate. Because those are very different lines.
And we can say things that we know.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll just, 100%. I feel like these listing games, I'm so bad at it. My brain just stops.
All right, I'll go first. Tuna.
All right.
I'm just going to stop you when you get to one I like. So y'all just keep going. If I don't say anything, you're winning.
Coleslaw.
I'm trying to think of like how eggplant.
Never had it. I don't know. I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah, it's not. There's no way you're eating that.
Chicken on the bone.
Kimchi.
Oh, we had.
Got him.
We used to have a foreign exchange student live with us, and she would make her own kimchi.
Kimchi's pretty out
and,
there.
I mean,
it's like fermented cabbage, right?
When she'd put it in the fridge, she had her own fridge. Ooh. She'd put it in the fridge, completely fine, right? Then she'd bring it into the house. And her room and the surrounding areas smelt like, oh, I would wake up and just be gagging.
Yeah, that's pretty tough.
Deviled eggs.
Heck no. Ooh.
Dill pickles.
No.
Say anything with like...
deviled eggs is awful.
I love deviled eggs.
I'll leave the room when they get brought in.
I can eat unlimited deviled eggs. Yeah.
I will just scarf them down.
Yeah, when they get brought in, I'll leave. I've made Liz... If Liz eats one, I refuse to kiss her until she brushes her teeth.
The only problem I have with deviled eggs is how annoying it is to peel the boiled eggs.
My mom would make them for Christmas, and I would beg her every... I'm like, Mom, for Christmas, all I want is for you not to make deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs are the best.
All right, here we go. Next thing. I'm going to go with grilled salmon.
Whoa.
I'll at times tolerate it, but I'm not choosing to like it.
If it's on your plate, though, and presented, are you eating it?
If that's the only meal in front of me, I'll eat it.
I think that's a loss.
Okay, I lose.
I was going to go to, I think I was going to go to scallops next.
Heck no.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I was going with like the slimier
that
seafood.
That makes sense. I was trying not to go too out there.
It's got
to
be the right. I mean, salmon's a borderline one at best. But,
I love salmon. Salmon is not a very fishy fish.
For the sake of the game, I think is a loss.
My preferred way to eat salmon is
I respect
like
that.
In sushi, like more in a raw form, actually.
Well,
love just a grilled salmon steak.
What we should have done is so if it ever gets brought back up, is it should be if it's on a menu, I'm ordering it. Because I'm not ordering salmon ever. But if it's in front of me, I'm eating it.
But are you ever ordering anything over chicken tenders?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. It's like,
I'm not trying to say that'd be mean.
No,
like, I'm genuinely asking. Okay,
It depends on the restaurant and
what
I'm going for.
Oh, I do. What restaurant are you going to where you're not ordering chicken tenders? Again, I'm not being mean. Please,
it's gotta
I'm
be,
genuinely curious.
It's got to be if like they're known for something I like.
So if you're going to an Italian restaurant,
like when we went
pizza.
To like at
oh Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, I'm getting pasta, sure. Yeah. But like, we went, we go to the beach.
We're going to Olive
There's
Garden
a place called Mama Kwan's, and I get fish tacos there.
Okay.
Because that's like what cool. they're known for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I like their fish tacos.
Cool.
There's another place called Blue Moon, and I get their fish and chips there, which are the sea's chicken tenders.
That's right. I
Is
love
it
fish
like
and
Blue
chips.
Moon the beer?
It's named the same, but it's not related.
It's not related.
I mean, their logo is the same logo, but it's not related.
They just copied it.
Yeah. All the signs in there is like the Blue Moon beer logo.
I think
but
we should
you
do
ask
a
them,
separate.
Thing.
I think we should do like a some kind of mini series while we're in Texas where we go to restaurants and we get Hunter to try like one new food.
No. Yeah, you saw with the orange. Like, it's a mental block.
You won't do
it's
it.
A mental block of like,
we'll
if, I, if I have an experience,
you
like,
guys
okay.
should have seen.
Okay, but we'll
you should have seen Hunter eat an orange. Yesterday.
I have
it. It was the most incredible. Thing
we,
I've ever seen.
We'll do it.
It's like tonguing a
paper. Here's how we'll
bag,
do it. That we won't
bag.
Do it in like a public.
It was
we
awful.
We won't
it's
do it in
like
a.
Ever
that was the funniest way to put it ever. It's like once the juice is gone, it's just like eating a bag.
It is. It's literally like I just had a plastic
we
bag
will,
wrapped around my tongue.
We won't do it like in a restaurant because that's messed up. But we'll like go to the back to the hotel and like Connor and I will run out and grab some food from like the grocery store that we think would be entertaining, and then we'll do that for like a Patreon video.
That's hilarious.
And you don't have to try any of them.
I won't.
Come on.
No, right, you know, that's
you
the
do
thing
have
is
to
like,
yeah.
I won't get peer pressured into trying something I don't want.
Yeah,
ever.
I believe
that's my
you.
Line.
I believe you very much to the
we like, still to the point to do, that like if I'm like not in the right mood and you brought me an orange, I'm not even eating the orange.
We so, maybe yeah, for I, maybe for a Patreon video because that would probably do well for Patreon because it did terrible with Foundation Nation. But we'll do another blindfold challenge where we have you taste stuff. But I won't be mean to you.
I don't
he
know if I'd
never,
do a blindfold
never,
taste.
Yeah, he would never let us do
you said you would though.
Yeah, I don't know if I
did. You did say that.
But
you
did say, you said, keep in mind how nice I'm being to you guys and yeah. just keep that in mind whenever you do it for me.
I would definitely smell before I put it in my mouth.
Just
and if
be
I
clear,
smelt
you
it,
you tried
it
to poison
back,
me.
No, yeah, I didn't.
You
I gave you
us,
grape,
gave grape
flavoring.
Extract.
Grape concentrate.
Yeah, everyone was fine. Okay. I would smell before,
right,
before I put it in
now.
Me. So, like, if it was something where I'm like, that smells like something I'm not going to like, I wouldn't taste it. I would just lose that round.
I guess I'm plugging your nose.
Hunter's relationship with food is beautiful. I love it so much.
My thing is, what I eat. What I enjoy, 99% of people on Earth would enjoy.
Yep.
Yeah. No, yep. I would disagree
true.
With that.
Why expand beyond it?
You don't need
well,
to.
Well, you're just not in. The, yeah, you're just not a food guy.
Every restaurant you go to, there's something I'm gonna.
I
like.
I'm a big yeah. food guy.
I'm a huge food guy.
But
chicken tenders, I can tell you the best chicken tenders.
Right. You enjoy eating food, but you don't enjoy.
I think the difference.
You don't enjoy
between,
the possibilities of food. I guess is the right.
The
way
difference
to put it.
Between me and a lot of people is I don't get tired of the same food.
Yeah, okay.
I could eat pizza okay. every meal every day and
I
be
could, I
probably
could,
happier than I am
I
right
could
now.
Too, I think. I think I could too, but like when I get to it, I see a menu like I'm looking to try new flavors.
My new flavor is I wonder how they make their chicken tenders here.
Okay.
I wonder how they I wonder
and
what
I
their pizza's
that.
Like. Like what type of cheese they're gonna put on their
He's
pizza.
A simple man. Simple man.
Here's the problem that I have that one time my dad pointed out to me and changed my life.
Mm.
We were like whenever I was a kid, and not even whenever I was a kid. This was in
I used to
I think
be that
I was,
guy. I used to get chicken tenders at a Mexican restaurant.
I don't go that far.
I'll get
a cheese quesadilla.
Even whenever I was like, I'm pretty sure this Mexican was my pizza. Sophomore year in college that my dad pointed this out to me. But my whole entire life up to that point, every time I went to a restaurant, I would find a couple of things on the menu I wanted and I would just be paralyzed. I could not choose what I wanted. Like, it was legitimately like I was having a crisis. It was no longer fun and entertaining for me to be at this restaurant anymore. I was now having an anxiety attack because I didn't know what I wanted. And I would have the hardest time. And then one day, my dad points out to me whenever I'm in college, I go back to Charlotte and go get dinner with my parents. And I'm like, I don't know what I want. I can't decide between this or this. And he goes, hey, this isn't even... Bless you. Still bless you. he goes, this isn't even the last meal that you're going to eat today. He was like, it doesn't have to be the best meal you've ever had. You're going to get another chance to eat even today, let alone the rest of your life. And I was like, dang, that's a good point. And so now what I do is if I'm trying to decide between two things, whenever the waitress comes back or waiter comes back, I say, what's your favorite on the menu? This or this? And they say it. And no matter what they say, I get it.
Where I get paralyzed at restaurants is when there's not, if it's a new restaurant, never been to, no chicken tenders, no pizza, no pasta. There
it's
are
lot,
restaurants that exist.
It's a lot
what you
easier,
what you getting,
it's a lot easier
oh, it's
to
awful.
Avoid
there,
that
I've,
these days because you can look up the menus online.
Well,
what
yeah.
What do you get at Zoe's Kitchen?
As I say, like, you, like
to,
I,
the tomato bisque.
As soon as you said that, I was thinking in my
tomato
head.
Tomato soup.
Oh, okay.
As soon as you said that, like I was already plotting in my head.
I don't like Zoe's Kitchen.
I need you to hear what he just said.
He just said he gets tomato soup and he doesn't like it.
He said, well, I get tomato bisque. And I said, what is that? And he said, like, tomato soup? I don't like it.
At all. But, like, there's certain restaurants where, like, I'll find myself in a situation where, like, we're going out with another couple and we're at a restaurant. Yeah. And
you
I'm sitting there.
You have to be dragged there pretty much.
And I'm like, what the frick am I going to eat?
As I'm saying, as soon as
because,
you
like,
said
sometimes
that,
restaurants
I was like,
are like, you can't order off the kids' menu. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, so what?
So what the heck? Goo goo gaga.
I've argued with a waiter before. I'm like, look, all I want is the chicken tenders on the kids' menu. And they're like, well, you can't order off the kids' menu. I was like, what if I order two of them so it's my age?
Here's what,
24.
Here's what I would do. I would just be like, hey, like if it's a price deal, because that's usually
what
that's
it what
is,
I say. I'm like,
I'll tip you the extra to make up for it.
Oh, no. I just tell them, like, I'll pay the full adult price and still get the kids' serving. I don't care.
I would love to be a part
now
of it.
Now you're going to have a child and you're going to be able to order it for them.
Yeah.
And
oh, the other thing, like,
you.
We've like just went to...
Yeah, it's a cover-up.
I mean, I just try to find something that I think I might like, but the issue is, like, I'm never... I will quickly... If I decide that I don't enjoy whatever's in front of me, my hunger is gone. Mm. And so I will take a bite sometimes of something. I'll get, like... I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to get chicken tenders. I'll try this blackened chicken pasta or something. And then it'll come out... And I'll look at it, and my mind will immediately go, you're not going to like that. And I'll go, no, I'm going to try it. And then I take a bite, and I'm like, they're right. My mind's right. I didn't like it. And then I'll just put it down. And Liz will be like, are you not going to eat? I'm like, no. She's like, you're going to be hungry. I'm like, no, I won't. And the rest of the night, I'm not hungry.
You're one of the most interesting people I've ever met, Hunter. I mean that only in positive ways.
I just, like, if there's not chicken tenders, pizza, or, like, some... And when I say pasta, I mean, like, noodles with Alfredo or noodles with red sauce. Like, I don't like grilled chicken. Like, chicken Alfredo... If I cook it at home at times, but like...
You don't like grilled chicken.
I don't like grilled chicken.
It's just so freeing to like a lot of foods though. That's like what I appreciate about being able to like foods. Like you could be the kid who go to somebody's house and like you know you're going to like what's for dinner.
No, I try to avoid people cooking for me. Yeah. That's my worst
nightmare.
I'm just
saying, that's the biggest thing. Like,
that's
if
literally
even
my
if
worst
you're
nightmare.
Not a foodie, like it's just freeing to
like,
enjoy
you,
a lot of
food. It's hard to not insult someone when you tell them like, yeah. I don't want what you cooked for me.
Yes.
Well, that's
so
a
then
good
I
thing.
Force
that's
myself to eat. And most of the time, it's like,
I watched you try to force yourself to eat yesterday. It was awesome.
I'm a strategy person of like, if I cut up my food small enough and then spread it around my plate, it can look like I made a lot more damage than I did.
Nice.
Yeah, there's been many a times where like...
When's the last time you did that? Give me the honest answer.
Last time I did that?
You spread your food around and make it look like you ate a bunch.
It was very recent.
You're 25 years old. keep in mind.
Gosh darn it. Where did we go?
You're not 25. You're almost 25.
I'm like 25 in like a month. Liz and I went somewhere and I did it and I told her. I was like, she's like, you don't like the food? I was like, no. She's like, well, what are you going to do? The waiter's going to come back. I was like,
eat. I was at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a little better.
Spread it.
I mean, that well, you no, did it at a restaurant. You don't even have to eat it. You just be like, I'm not super hungry. Ask for a box and then throw it out. That'd be a lot more.
I never ask for a box. I don't want to deal with throwing it away because then it gets stuck in my back seat sometimes.
You
forget
like
about
walk
it.
Out the door.
And you leave the next morning to get in your car and then
and
your
it's
car
all
smells.
Stuck in your back seat.
Yeah, and the car smells like the food you didn't want last night.
Touche.
One time?
No, but like, we would have a small group or like.
We have to figure out a way to get
a like couple. Well,
like
we were doing like premarital
I
counseling.
I want to watch
it. We're doing
do
like
it.
Premarital counseling and the people who are doing it, we were doing it at their house. And they're like, why don't y'all come and we'll cook for you? Red flags immediately. I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. And they're like, yeah. And so they made grilled chicken with vegetables.
You don't like that?
Thin grilled chicken I can do. It was like the like.
You,
like
need,
just,
the, you need the seasoning.
Let's
to
like
take
be
over.
Hunter's like food
yeah.
coach people.
And so I got it
him.
And I just like yeah. sat down. I was like, what do I do? Because like these, I'm trying to be nice to these people too. Because like
grilled chicken, man. Choke it down.
I couldn't. I forget what how I even got out of it. I think they left the room and I put some of it on Liz's plate and we like split our plate. Said it like looked okay, like I enjoyed it. But yeah, no, I mean that's the worst part of like making new friends. It's like one of the first things at our age group is like people be like, oh, why don't y'all come over for dinner? I'll be
yeah.
like,
yeah, that's
why
what
don't
I'm
y'all
saying.
Come
that's
over
why,
to our
that's
house
why
for
I was
dinner.
Saying like yeah. that's one of the best parts about eating a lot of food.
That's why we try to get people to come to our house for dinner because then like we make them chicken tacos,
salsa chicken baby,
or something. I don't even like my salsa chicken. I just know I make a mean one.
You don't like it?
Mm-mm.
What? We've never heard that.
I mean, I'm really good at making it, but I don't enjoy it. It's because I don't. I just make it for people. They always enjoy it. But it's just. It's,
this whole time.
What are you talking about?
This whole time, we've just assumed that that's like the one thing that you
no,
like.
I don't like it.
That you make. And he doesn't even like it.
walks around here going, I make a mean salsa chicken. I'm like, oh, at least he likes that. He doesn't even like it. What else do you make that you don't like? Please tell me there's more. What else do you make?
I'll make Liz chicken Alfredo, but I have to separate my chicken. Like, I don't have chicken in mine. I just have Alfredo.
Holy salsa cow.
Chicken. Well, the salsa chicken,
there's
though.
So many times we've said, come over, man. We'll make you salsa chicken, and you don't even like it.
I wish one of us would have made it for him. And then had him be like, I don't even like it.
No, because how I make it is like the chicken breasts are just in there with sauce on top of them and cheese. And I like all those ingredients, but it's just a chicken breast. I would need it cut up and shredded. You can make it in a crock pot.
Shred it in a crock pot. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
But that's not how I make it.
That's not how
I
make it.
Because I don't deal with crock pots. Because then I got to
You don't have time for that.
Why don't you deal with crock pots?
I don't like having to deal with raw chicken too much and shredding it and like. After it's been cooked a little bit,
you can just boil it. And then you shred it.
No,
it's,
but
it's
like
a really
getting,
good way to do shredded
getting
chicken.
Getting boiled chicken out.
Yeah, it's an experience.
You just toss
it in that crock pot and you forget about it.
Liz will sometimes boil chicken for our dogs because if we have chicken about to go bad, she'll boil it for our dogs and I have to leave the kitchen.
The smell of boiled chicken makes me heave.
I get that. Probably would be my least favorite way to eat chicken. It's boiled.
Well, if you're going to boil it, you definitely want to shred it. Because then once you shred it and cover it in whatever sauce you put it in, you're not going to notice it.
Well, that's what you're having for lunch today is boiled chicken.
Also, typically, you'll do, if you boil a chicken, I think I've done it before for chicken and dumplings, you're going to cook it again
in
whatever it's simmering in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really, you take boiled chicken out of there and you're like, that's interesting. It's like if you tried to microwave chicken.
Could you try to thaw chicken
in the microwave, which is already just a rough idea,
and
you go too far, you'll get that caulk material.
Oh,
that'll just start coming out of
that needs to be a punishment for a video.
You gotta eat microwave chicken.
Yeah,
no sauce.
Not like it was cooked and then you microwaved it, but you cook it in the
microwave. From raw to... Yeah.
That's disgusting.
If you made it small enough, you'd survive it. It wouldn't be the end of the world.
I wonder what it would taste like.
It would taste super bland, like bicycle seat, basically.
Bicycle seat?
That's what grilled chicken tastes like.
What kind? Like Schwinn?
I'm not
Super 8? What kind of bicycle Schwinn, dude.
That's the issue with the grilled chicken, though.
I'm not a big grilled chicken guy.
If the flavor
doesn't get
into the middle of the chicken,
Grilled chicken, on the grill, just, with barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of that.
It's got to have a lot of... I like to cook it in a pan with, covered in sauce and onions and mushrooms.
I really like baked chicken.
That's what...
Baked chicken. Oven-baked chicken.
Yeah, that's fine.
I feel bad, too. Hopefully... I don't think he listens to the podcast.
I'm going
to
make sure he does.
But, so whenever Lizzie's dad will grill cheeseburgers for everyone, right? And he knows I'm coming. He knows I have red meat allergy.
So he's
so nice to grill me barbecue chicken.
Yeah.
I don't have the heart to say I don't
How
like
How many years in a row has this happened?
I've been dating Liz for 10 years.
And he still doesn't know that you don't like it.
No, I eat it every time. I scoff it down.
It's so hard to
and
grill.
I like,
I
gag I eat it and then eventually he gets up and walks away and I fold my plate. And then walk over to the trash can. Boop, boop. I can't. That's the type
of
thing that I can't do.
It's so hard to grill chicken and
keep it moist.
Yeah.
No, he does a good job. Y'all would probably love it.
Okay? No, I'm sure I would.
It's just that
it is
for
tough,
me,
though.
It's tough. If I'm having barbecue chicken, it's got to be shredded and barbecue sauce is all you're tasting.
If I'm having a grilled chicken sandwich, this is another one where I'm going to need lettuce, tomato, onion on that sucker to freshen it up as well. And then I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm if we're doing grilling,
I also get
though,
weird of you know when you grill chicken, sometimes it's still pink?
Yeah.
It's not pink from it being raw, but from the grilling, it's pink.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's completely safe to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Can't
to
do
past.
It.
When I remember we're doing grilling, I'm a big, I like burgers and hot dogs, traditional stuff, but I really like Italian sausage. That's bratwurst or an Italian sausage with an Italian sausage with onions and peppers. Is up there for me and favorite grill food. Might be my favorite.
I'm not a huge sausage guy.
I don't mind
turkey
sausage.
But I will enjoy like a bratwurst. The heavy seasoning, I think it gives me, I think I've acid reflux. So I think all that Italian seasoning in a sausage is so I don't know, it messes me up. So every time I take a bite, I literally just think my body hurts.
Bratwursts are really good. A good cheddar brat.
I can only do sausage, like an apple.
Ooh,
I can only do sausage patties, like a sausage like patty. on a
Breakfast sausage egg and cheese is pretty good.
One thing
but
I do,
links any type of sausage link where you like bite and
what
like
if it's
you have
like
that
the
like
breakfast
pop,
sausage
you
ones,
get that
though.
Pop.
Ugh.
Yeah.
What if it's like the breakfast sausage where it's like it's a link, but it's not even like in a casing. It's just like cooked that way.
Nope. I love a
if
good,
it looks like if it looks like it came out of my butt, I'm not eating.
It's gotta
it.
Be it. That's a rule of thumb. But you'll eat Kinder eggs.
I don't hate.
Just making a poop joke. Go ahead.
What is Kinder?
I don't love
sausage.
It looks
like it came out of your
butt. It's just chocolate.
Well, okay, poop joke. Go ahead.
I don't love sausage, but I really like sausage if I'm dipping it in syrup.
Yeah, so more like a breakfast
sausage.
It's
got to be a patty,
like
though.
Maple sausage, dipping that in syrup. Yeah.
Soon as I appreciate you guys not getting upset at me about that.
No, I always dip it in syrup.
I had sausage, think that
sausage
really
biscuit.
Oh, yeah, syrup, yeah.
Sausage biscuit with jelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's really
good.
Hey,
man, that's a good culinary opinion right there. Good job.
That's a good way to mix up the flavors. You got the sweet, you got the salty.
One of my favorite things to do is like any breakfast sandwich. I make breakfast sandwiches quite a bit, and jelly every time.
Mm-hmm.
It just elevates it to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have that sweet in there.
Yep.
I'll just make an egg sandwich with cheese on there, maybe a protein, but usually not even, just a little jelly. Delicious.
What do you think?
Do you eat eggs at all? Any kind of egg?
Scrambled.
Okay.
Actually, I mean, this morning I had a fried egg on a bagel. I didn't make it.
Yeah, okay.
But
so you're not like
I,
against eggs?
Runny at all? No. So like sunny side up, not a chance.
I love a good runny egg.
Yeah, I'll make my breakfast sandwich so that the egg just explodes.
Boiled eggs? Mm-hmm. Boiled eggs? Will not touch the 10-foot pole.
Just boiled egg, yeah.
It's got to be scrambled.
So good. I'll just pop that whole thing in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Like, scrambled eggs,
hot
I enjoy
sauce
it.
On there sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Boiled eggs I won't come close to. Scrambled eggs pretty much it. Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty much if like you're...
So like your worst nightmare is like a chicken salad would be like your worst nightmare because it's got like the hard-boiled eggs
salad.
In there.
I love chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
I love chicken salad. I love egg salad. Yeah. I love pasta salad.
Good ham salad.
Never had a ham salad. Sounds. I'm not a huge fan of ham.
I'm not either. I'm not either. That's the thing. Okay. And ham salad is like kind of an exception.
What is ham
salad?
It's
like a similar thing to an egg or it's just like the same thing as like an egg or chicken salad.
Interesting.
It's like a like small cubed ham.
Okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. But yeah, I'm not a big ham guy either. I'm a turkey guy. Till I die. I think we should just talk about food every time we do this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm starting to think.
We're only talking about food so much in this one because we had to cancel Breakfast Nook this
week.
That's
right. Breakfast Nook was canceled.
So it kind
of Connor and I had to really get it out of our system here.
Yeah. Hunter, I enjoy talking to you about food though.
I mean, it's very fun.
It's not that deep. I mean,
I think it's deeper than you think it is because
I'm sure it's entertaining.
I think you need to say some of the stuff you do out loud sometimes.
Basically, though, you just gotta, if you're wondering, would Hunter like that? Just think of your average 10-year-old.
I don't even know. I think it's like below average 10-year-old.
Maybe 5-year-old. Maybe go 5-year-old.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Perfect example.
Like 7-year-old?
Perfect example. One of my favorite lunches to this day.
Okay.
I know exactly what you're
saying. Get home from church, dinosaur nuggets, and character mac and cheese,
and Uncrustables.
No, I actually pack Uncrustables every day for lunch.
Why does it have to be
character mac or dinosaur
character
nuggets?
Character mac. Because dinosaur nuggets are just fun.
Yeah, they're
I
fun.
I get that. Is it just the fun for the character mac?
No. Flavor is distinctly different from normal Kraft mac and cheese. It is.
You just can't. I mean, that SpongeBob, there's no beating it.
I mean, SpongeBob is the best, but all the character macs the same. All the character macs the
so
same.
So Scooby-Doo like flies as well?
Yeah, it's all, I mean, okay. Whichever one's cheapest at the store.
Okay. Like,
right now in our pantry, we have Frozen. It is what it is. Whatever.
That's a really good mental image for me.
Try Kraft mac and cheese and then try Kraft character mac and tell me they're not
different. Can we? Do you give us permission to do a blind test of like, sir? Can we do a blind test of like Hunter foods and
yes.
like see if you can tell the difference between
absolutely.
Because like that would be fun.
We'll I think I'd be good at Velveeta versus Kraft versus
no, I
want to
do
Kraft
versus Kraft character.
Oh.
Well, he'll be able to feel the difference.
Yeah, the noodles make the difference.
Yeah, the noodles are way different shapes. Mm.
Well,
we chop them up.
Is it just the noodles? Because what if we swap?
I think it's something with the cheese,
that's
but
what
I can't.
I'm saying.
I don't know if it's the way the noodles absorb the cheese that makes it taste different.
I bet it is because the cheese gets all in the all
yeah.
in.
Yeah, well, it's also
cold.
The cheese isn't slimy. Noodles aren't slimy. Kraft noodles are kind of slimy.
Okay. I would say I'd be curious to know if you took the cheese sauce. I'm sure it's the same cheese sauce. It has to be. There's no way.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So it's just, but noodles,
I bet
it's, it
I bet you're right.
You also use butter in character mac and cheese.
You can use it in the other one as well.
Well, yeah, but normally when you're using Kraft, you're like just getting a little like. Tub and you're just putting water in the cheese.
Oh, I mean,
it's meh at best.
It is. I will say Kraft mac and cheese is okay, but if you add butter to it, like everything else, it becomes a different story.
Yeah. But then you very add good. Character noodles to it.
I think when we're in Texas, we're going to have, if we have to do like a quick meal or something, like in the hotel for dinner one night, we're going to do like a Hunter meal.
I love that idea.
We're gonna get Dino, all
so we're gonna make
stuff.
That's the thing is y'all are gonna love it.
Well, yeah,
yeah, of course.
I just think it'd
that's
be great.
Why taste like everyone's gonna enjoy the way I eat.
Think of the Instagram it's pretty picture, simple. Connor. Fine, we just captioned it "Fine Dining," and we're just like sitting there eating Dino nuggets and character mac.
That sounds incredible.
Come on,
if you want to get a little wild,
what
we
is
go
like
bagel
the, what's the beverage?
I mean, it varies. Gatorade,
no.
water.
No, but like,
Sprite.
What's like when you envision like your best
your
sit down
meal.
Dinner, and that's like the lunch. Like, what are you like looking forward to? You pull out, open the fridge, you're like, yes, that's
anything
the
but
one.
Water.
Come
really.
On, you gotta have a favorite.
I don't because well, I never
man.
Have
say something.
Yeah,
and
just,
we never
I'm
have
giving
stock.
Up on you.
I mean, typically Arnold Palmer is what I go
oh,
for.
Oh, there it is. No, that is it. That is
my go-to.
Yeah,
but I don't have there. It. I don't have it at home much.
But that is the one though. Yeah. I know you love Arnold Palmer.
Growing up, my
so
parents
we're getting
would
Arnold
buy,
Palmer's as well.
We would have gallons.
I'm excited about this dinner.
We'd have gallons of Arnold Palmer in the fridge.
Heck, because
yeah. we would just, I mean, go through it like no other.
And the next night we're having salmon with pear chutney.
Yeah, then we're doing a dinner where
I will DoorDash.
Connor
pizza.
Are getting like the fanciest, bougiest thing we can, and it has to have the word chutney. Remoulade or
aioli
in it. that's like the rule of thumb. If it doesn't have chutney, I don't want it.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready for the sound effect this week?
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, are you guys ready to be done?
I'm ready.
All right.
I've been ready.
The sound effect for this week is an elephant.
One second. Didn't we go through this and I couldn't do it the other day?
Wait, wait. I don't think so. That's a pretty good one.
That was the elephant.
What the frick are you doing?
Oh, you're just going to make a fart noise.
Dang it. You go first.
All right, here we go.
Isn't it weird, like, you're getting...
I haven't done this since...
When you're getting ready to make a sound effect and you're just not knowing if it's going to sound anything mm-hmm. like you're intending, it's a real good moment.
Yeah! Oh, that's what I'm trying to go for.
Nice!
But I can't
good job. This guy is just picking sound effects that he knows. Oh, that was good.
I can't do it on my elbow anymore because you used to do this and you'd wave your arm up and down like the elephant thing.
I used to be good at it, but it's harder with a mustache.
You guys are great.
We're going for it one more time.
You guys should be Foley's. That almost sounds like a
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That sounds like a haunted elephant.
Stop making that face on her.
1 second.
What the crap?
All right, we're done. We're done.
That was really good. Yes!
You guys are awesome. Do we have an intro song for the Bogey Bro banter?
Yes, we do.
Can we
what
change it out?
About?
Can you do this to that song so you can change it out? Or we have an make this the exit song.
Okay. Just be quiet. It'll be the okay. exit song. I'll do like narration over it.
Okay.
Thank you for watching Bogey Bros Banter. Every week. What day is it right now?
Wednesday.
Every Wednesday at Times Vary.
I think it sounds better. Take your headphones off and listen.
No, it sounds
pretty. I was right into your mic.
No, but I'm slapping. Okay. You hear a lot of this. Okay. You don't hear as much when I'm out here.
It actually does sound
It does right? sound better. It sounds better in the headphones, too, whenever you're further away from the mic.
I think I would have gotten it if it wasn't for
That's
the
That's
what headphones.
I'm saying. I think the slappy
I think you're going to have a good time
out.
When you get to watch yourself back and see how silly that looks.
I never watch these back. That's a mistake you only make once.